Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Sorry, guys. Happy Pie Day. Nah, we don't eat pies today. It's what us math nerds, we get all excited about this, okay? No, it's not supposed to be, you know, this whole big Armageddon. Everybody could relax. There's not supposed to be any major earthquake or, God forbid, any natural disasters. It's Pi Day, right? Remember in school, we had that little thing. It kind of looked like a camel or a table called Pi, and it was like 3.14. But it's actually like 3.14159265 3, and then it kind of goes on. Well, today's March 14th, 2015, hence Pi. At about 9:26 a.m., people were just going crazy. And 53 seconds, right? Because it's 3.14159265 3. So at 9:26 and 53 seconds, people were like, yay. I don't know. I was in the bathroom. I don't know. Maybe my fiber kicked in. I don't know. But I guess people are really celebrating this. Now, get this, though. You could celebrate it again. I know a lot of you guys are like, wait a second, man, I missed it. This is a once-in-a-lifetime. No. Get this. 9:26 doesn't necessarily have to be military time or a.m. 9:26 could technically be p.m. So for those of us math geeks that actually do go out on a Saturday night, it's rare. This is probably the one time us math geeks do go out on a Saturday night. We will be then celebrating Pi, and we'll, I don't know, be kind of rocking it to, I don't know what you would rock it out to. I'm sure there's some song that would work out. Also, it's Albert Einstein's birthday, too. So he was born on March 14th, so that was pretty cool. Excuse me, I got the hiccups. I'm so excited I can't even breathe. According to University of California, Berkeley mathematician and author Edward Frankel, but I'm not sure, ladies, if he's available, he says it's a portal into this magical, mysterious world of mathematics. Now, pi, it's a constant that we use to calculate the area of a circle. So I guess pi times the radius squared gives you the area of the circle, not that a lot of us really want to know. What else do you use the pi? Let me see. How do you get it? I think it's the ratio of the circumference of the circle to its diameter. So you got circle circumference to its diameter. So it's 3.14159, blah, 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 blah. Okay, pretty. I don't know how I'm going to celebrate today. You know, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of a big day for my family. And I'm probably going to hang out with my mom. It's kind of hard. I don't know. I love my mom. It's kind of hard to hang out with my mom because my mom, I don't know. She always has commentary on everything. She has to comment on everything. And she just goes on and on and on. Have any of you ever known a woman to just sit there and just talk and go on and on and on for hours? No, I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about my mom. This is my mom we're talking about, not me. Me, I stop after about 16 hours a week. I go on. My mom, unfortunately, she's the one that got me into radio. She could never do a radio show because you have to stop talking to allow the commercials. She won't do that. If you guys thought I was the I'm amateur compared to my mom. So I don't know. My kid has a game today. You know, I invited her to come. Promise she's going to talk and have commentary on everything. I mean, how long can somebody complain about Obamacare? She just goes on and on about Obamacare sucking and this and that and how Obamacare stinks. But I mean, honestly, I don't know how anybody does it. It's news to me. So anyway, I love my mom, but I don't know, I guess. But then again, 3.14 goes on and on and on. Did you know that I guess this was in Indiana. One of the state legislatures tried to round it up to 3.2. This was back in 1897. I guess there was a bill before the Indiana legislature, and they said, you know what, to heck with this 3.14 stuff, why don't we just go up to 3.2? You know, now remember, okay, if you thought there's math geeks now, remember back then there was no YouTube, there was no Game of Thrones, there was no House of Cards, so doing math was, you know, the big entertainment. So you cannot tell a bunch of state legislatures back in 1897 to sit there and mess around with pi. So that didn't go well. Anyway, in honor of Mathematical Constants Designated Day, I'm trying to make a Nevada Blood Donation Day, but they got Mathematical Constants Designated Day. MIT will be announcing its regular action admissions on March 14, 2015, 9:26 a.m. I guess it was already done. I'm not too sure. And I guess, I don't know, everybody eats cake? Oh, they eat pie. They eat pie on Pie Day. So, congratulations, Pie Day. Really quickly, the day I want to organize, and I want to do this in every single state, but I need to see, I need to get Nevada done first, because I live in Nevada, so it's kind of easier because I could just step outside and, like, do it. We're doing a Nevada Blood Donation Day, as you guys have heard, okay, United Blood Services, American Red Cross, okay, we need blood. This winter was really, really rough, especially for parts of the country where usually people would go in to give blood, and there was this really, really bad winter and snowstorm, et cetera. I wouldn't know because I lived in Vegas, but there's blood shortages everywhere. So I decided to, in my state, try to get a Nevada Blood Donation Day, and lo and behold, we have 15 locations. This is, like, really, really cool. Did you guys know this? We've got 15 different locations throughout my state that will be taking your blood. Yeah, I know. I just hope I don't have my period that day because I don't want to be too anemic. You know, I want to be able to. I'll let you guys know. I'll let you guys know the week before because I so am ready. I have been boning up on my lycopene and my iron so I could do this because I want to give a big, juicy, juicy pint of blood. Is somebody calling? Oh, gosh, it's my mom. Oh, crap, it's my mom. Okay, you know, I just, okay, nobody tell her I'm here. Anyway, Nevada Blood Donation Day, go to my website. And for those of you that live in California and Arkansas and Georgia and Alabama and New York, because I know our broadcast is coast to coast, I really want to help you guys in your states make a state blood donation day. It's really, really cool. It saves lives. Go to my website and check it out, and we're going to make good things happen. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold. Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Sorry, phlegm. 1-877-DOCTOR. I apologize. She cleared my throat. You know, it doesn't happen until you start talking. 1-877-DOCTOR. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Andrew, who was working dolls. Yeah, we got Andrew. Meh. No, he's not in the doghouse. No, he doesn't, I don't know. Listen, are you in the doghouse? Is that where you stepped doing my show? You sure? Okay, see? Oh, nice answer. Nice answer. I heard nobody else wanted to take care of my show today, and you got stuck with the short end of the stick. Aw, oh, sweet. See, something so cute. All right, thank you, Andrew. Gosh, she's adorable. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. A couple of you have asked me to help you figure out how tall your kids are going to be. Apparently, your kids are in puberty, and they are growing like crazy. I know my kids are too. I was on More Las Vegas this week talking about puberty, which was actually kind of ironic because I had two big pimples like just forming that week. So it was really, really good that I was talking about puberty. And so after that segment, I had some emails asking about, you know, height and how do you determine the height of your kid. Now, there's calculators online, so you could calculate. The problem is they want to know mama's weight. I'm like, wait a second, you don't need to know mama's weight. Wait, why do you need to know mama's weight? So I don't take any of those tests, okay? I like to do the old-fashioned way that I learned in medical school, okay? Yeah, no, I did. I did go to medical. I passed. Hey, I did get a medical degree, and I did get a medical license. So I know a lot of you guys think that I pretend to be a doctor, but I really is, okay? So leave me alone. Now, here's a way to tell how tall your child's going to be. This comes from Mayo Clinic, so it definitely means something, okay? Now, it's a calculation, so everybody gets your pencils out. Don't worry, no pop quiz. No, I'm not doing a pop quiz, although this would be very good for your pop quiz. Thank you guys for reminding me. Yeah, I gave you guys a real damn good pop quiz last time. Most of you failed. This would be a good one. All right, but anyway, let's calculate how tall your kids are going to be. Or, if your kids are already grown up, let's see how correct this is. Okay, so they say, here we go, there's no proven way to predict a child's adult height, which I agree. You know, I agree. There's because, like my husband, brother is, like, way taller than him. Like, my husband's brother is, like, 6'5". And my husband's 6 feet. No, I've never thought about his brother in that way. I don't know. I remember asking my husband years ago when I was dating him if his brother was as good looking as him. And my brother didn't know what to say. Or my husband didn't know what to say because, you know, he's like, wait a second, is she going to hit on my brother? And I told him I may not. but I had no idea that his brother was that much taller, you know, and the broad shoulders. And I mean, you guys thought Corey was a stud, you know, man, you got to see his brother, but no, still not my type. You know why? I don't know. He's like really, really, I mean, he's intelligent just like Corey, but I mean, he's like really, 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 really smart. So I can't, you know, manipulate him like I can manipulate Corey. Corey, I've been able to manipulate that man, what's the word for it? Not proselyte, brainwash. I've been able to brainwash my husband for 18 years, and you couldn't do that with his brother. So I think I picked the right brother. I do. Because, again, I mean, the whole point of marriage is to make sure they stick. So I got my husband to stick. Okay, so let's go back to adult. Okay, so you can't predict a child's height. My husband never listens to my show. You think he wants to listen to my show? He listens to me all the time. I'm good. I'm in the clear. Dude, I can hit on Andrew. I can hit on you guys. It's great. No, my husband doesn't know. Okay, here we go. So they say add the mother's height and the father's height in inches or centimeters. I don't understand why you would ever measure a height in centimeters. That makes absolutely no sense because there's like too many of them. Okay, the inch I get. Okay, so I'm 5'6", although because I'm starting to become middle-aged, the disc height is starting to dehydrate and desiccate, so I've actually dropped to 5'5.5". I'm actually shorter than I was. That really, really blows because now my BMI is all screwed up, but that's okay. You go with the height you reached in adulthood. Don't go by your height now with osteoporosis and kyphosis and hemorrhoids and saggy boobs pulling you down. Just go with your height. Okay, so 5'6", 5 times 12 is 60 plus 6 is 66 plus pi. Okay, so I'm 66 inches in the waist. Okay, anyway, my husband is 6 feet. Well, he says he's 6 feet. I really think he's like 5'11", but he goes 6 feet, and you want to know what? I'm going to give it to him, okay? You know, he's my man. I got to stand by, you know, stand by your man, you know, and yeah, I'm going to stand by my man on that one. All right, so 6 times 12 is 72? Okay, hold on. Hey, look, I made it to calculus 3. I was above calculus 3. I went to biostatistics and analytical math. I still can't add without a calculator. Okay, so now they say, hold on, we're doing the calculations. Shh, quiet, we're doing the calculations. It's very important here. Okay, oh, no, you need a calculator? Okay, get a calculator. Here we go, hold on. All right, calculator, here we go. Ooh, Yeah, okay, let me see. So now add the mother's height and the father's height in inches or centimeters. So 66 plus 72 is 138. Okay, so that's, okay, you got that? Everybody's got their calculation? Okay, that's for me and my husband. I don't know what the hell your kids are going to be, but I don't really care because, you know, I'm only figuring out my kids. Then they say you have to add 5 inches. Oh, I just lost it. Oh, man. Okay, there we go. Oh, this computer stinks. Add 5 inches for boys and subtract 5 inches for girls of the height. Gosh, you guys are sick. 5 inches in the height. We're talking about the tall, the tallness. Okay, so now I've got to add 5 inches to 138, so 138 plus 5 is 143. Oh, that's hard. Then it says divide by 2. I still don't know where pi comes into this. Okay, so 143 divided by 2 is 71.5. They say most children, I don't know what the hell to do with the 71.5, 71.5 feet. Most children will reach an adult height within 4 inches of this estimation. So 71.5, now I got to convert it back to feet, is 6'1.5. Whoa, I got two boys. I don't know. They problem is they both act like girls, honestly. And not that that's a bad thing. They're just really, you know, honestly. Mom, where's my clothes? Mom. Now, so you know what? I'm going to make 6'1.5. Okay, I think we'll do that. Okay, another way they say to estimate a child's adult height is to double a boy's height at age 2 or a girl's height at 18 months. Are you kidding me? I was a short baby. That doesn't make any sense. Okay, so for my boys, now if I had a girl, let me figure out if I had a girl. Okay, now if I had a girl, it should be hairy. I gotta say that I'm so lucky to have a girl because she would not be, should really be homely looking because I'm not, I wasn't really that attractive. I'm still not. And I mean, my husband, I mean, he really looks like a man. So should be, she wouldn't be the most, delicate female. Can I just say that? Now, all right, 138 minus 5 for girls is 133. Oh, that's my weight. Okay, what? Stop it. 133, I'm still working on this. Divided by 2, we're doing math. This is so hard to do math on air. Okay, so 2 goes into 13, 6 and 13, 66 inches. That's 5'6". So if I had a girl, she'd be 5'6". Yeah, but she would have big boobs, so that's, you know, so she'd probably get the guys that way. Would be okay. I think would be okay. We got the girls, 6, that's okay. Okay, so that's how you calculate. You guys all good? That's how you calculate that. Oh, that was exhausting. Man, this pie day, that's tough. All right, let's talk about some news here. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got to talk about, we got a lot to talk about. We have 3 Kansas patients who have died from tainted ice cream. Unfortunately, Listeria has reared its ugly head. Very, very scary because many of us remember the Listeria outbreak that dealt with the cantaloupe. That was some pretty nasty stuff. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about there is a way to eliminate your double chin. For those of you that saw me on More Las Vegas this week, you could see I had 2 chins and I'm possibly working on a 3rd. There's a new drug that promises to get rid of this double chin without the surgery or without me actually having to go on a diet. That's really, really nice. All right, got a lot of New Yorkers listening to the show. I love our New Yorkers. Apparently, the sewage system is apparently nearing a breaking point because of all these flushable wet wipes may not be really good for its sewer. All right? And we got a lot more to talk about. Plus, your questions and your comments at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-362-3254.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is Dahlia speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your it's close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Always eerie when you hear of people dying from a foodborne illness. And we have right now a total of 5 people infected, but 3 people from Kansas dying after eating what we believe was contaminated ice cream. All right. Total of 5 people, they say, according to Time Magazine, in the state were infected with life-threatening listeriosis, which is caused by exposure to the bacteria Listeria monocytogenes. 4 of the ill individuals told health authorities that they drank milkshakes that were made with a Bluebell brand ice cream product called Scoops in the last month. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says all of the individuals are being treated in the same hospital for unrelated conditions, suggesting they acquired the infections at the hospital. So, were they getting the ice cream in the hospital? The tainted products came from one Bluebell production facility in Brenner, Texas, the FDA said in a statement. The agency found three strains of the bacteria in Bluebell chocolate chip country cookies, Great Divide bars, Sour Pop green apple bars, gosh, they sound yummy, cotton candy bars, Scoops, vanilla stick slices, almond bars, and no sugar added Moo bars. Boy, these sound delicious. The CDC says Bluebell has removed potentially contaminated products from the market, but that contaminated ice cream products may still be in the freezers of consumers, institutions, and retailers. According to Bluebell in a statement, one of our machines produced a limited amount of frozen snacks with a potential listeria problem. They said when this was detected, all products produced by this machine were withdrawn. Our Bluebell team members recovered all involved products in storage. This withdrawal in no way includes our half gallons, quarts, pints, cups, 3-gallon ice cream, or a majority of our take-home frozen snack novelties. I gotta be honest, I've never really been a fan of ice cream. I think it's because I don't like the way, maybe my enamel is gone on my teeth, but I still have some teeth left. It just, ice cream, you can't eat quickly because you get a headache, because I like to eat something that I could just, you know, scarf down. And ice cream sometimes makes my teeth uncomfortable. You know, when you have a nerve exposed, or yeah, I really need to see a dentist, or if the enamel's kind of wearing off. So I'm very fearful of jumping right in to ice cream. I'd rather just have some chocolate cake. I'm not very, very good with the cold type food. I'm also not very good with hot and soup and all that. Just give me a lukewarm sandwich and I'm good. Now, again, I'm very, very freaked out by anything listeria, because the cantaloupe listeria outbreak caused the deaths of 33 people. The final death count from what happened back in 2012, coming from the CDC, said the unsanitary equipment processing and conditions at Jensen Farms in southeastern Colorado sickened a total of 147 people in 28 states. The CDC said 10 other deaths were reviewed where patients had an outbreak, but the actual cause of death was found to be something else. 40 of the illnesses and 9 of those deaths occurred in Colorado, and in addition to the 33 deaths, a pregnant woman came down with listeriosis, and then unfortunately she miscarried, so they don't know if they are going to count that to the death toll as well. That death toll was one of the worst we've seen since, I guess, the 1900s. And again, if we didn't have the full, you know, the records pre-1900s on these pathogens, as much of the medical revolution that we had in the late 1800s, early 1900s, allowed us to do, we have no idea what other outbreaks we've had with this. So, I don't mess around when it comes to listeria. Listeria, you have to be really, really careful on, because the latency period of it could be weeks. You know, and with the cantaloupe, I mean, you know, many of us, you know, we may decide to go out to breakfast. We're like, oh, yeah, we'll go out to breakfast. And there's a little piece of cantaloupe sitting there already, you know, cut from the, you know, with the skin off, the peel off, et cetera. And you sit there and go, you know, I'll cut a little piece of the cantaloupe and mix it with my eggs and my potatoes and whatever. It could be, you know, it could have been back then some of that cantaloupe. That's what was so scary. We didn't know where we were getting this from. So when you have three people already die from this, scary stuff. So we'll keep you guys posted. You know, you just don't mess with the pathogens. You know, this is really frustrating. Apparently they say the Brewers are going to ban high fives to avoid the spread of pink eye. I know a lot of you guys think you get pink eye from farting on each other's pillow. That came from, I think, was that the movie Grown Ups? I forget. I remember that caused a whole worldwide scare, that if you fart on somebody's pillow, you're going to give them pink eye. Even though technically you could be getting E. coli on their pillow, we really don't see pink eye outbreaks because of that. Most pink eyes are viral. A bacteria conjunctivitis could be a whole other story. But anyway, Apparently, a clubhouse outbreak of pink eye is forcing the Milwaukee Brewers to find a new way to celebrate real good plays at spring training. So, no more high fives. Don't they grab each other's butt, or is that football? One of the sports everybody's touching each other's butt. Catcher Jonathan LeCroy and pitching coach Rick Kranitz were, I guess, the latest victims of pink eye. Pink eye, not stink eye, pink eye. They stayed home in hopes of stopping the spread of the annoying and highly contagious malady that causes, obviously, itchy eyes, discharge, etc. Very, very contagious. All right? A lot of times people will run to the doctor to get drops. Many viral pink eyes will go away on their own. However, when you do start to crust and the eyelids stick together and it's starting to spread, and, you know, many times people will go to the doctor, they'll get the eye drops, and they'll seem to heal quicker, especially if there's a bacterial component. So I usually recommend pink eye get evaluated by the doctor. I also, or your medical provider. I also don't want pink eye misdiagnosed. Some of you will have a red eye and you'll think, oh man, well, just pink eye. No, nothing. You know, when it comes to the eyes, you just don't dink around. Okay? There's a variety of other eye conditions that can unfortunately cause your eye to be red. And it doesn't necessarily mean it's run-of-the-mill pink eye. So don't mess around. Please get it checked out. Okay? And if you wear contacts, you got to throw those contact lenses out. Oh, but Dr. Dye, they're so expensive. Can I just wash them off? No. You know, but I spit on them and I rub them on my shirt before I put them in my eye. No, 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 no. Won't work. Okay? You get an infection in your eye, those contacts go into the garbage. I know you guys think your saline sterilization fluid does it. No, it doesn't always do the trick. Okay? Won't always do the trick. You got to throw those contacts out. I'm sorry. Okay? Also, make sure that when you get checked, you get your eyes checked for your vision as well. And many times, doctors will also check your eye pressure. It's very, very important. So, I mean, you know what? The high fives, I like fist bumping. I really, really like the 1970s bump, you know, where you bump each other's hips, do the bump. It was a really, really, I think, good contact way, you know, to kind of show, hey, how you doing, man? Just bump. But, you know, high fives, I don't know. I think high fives are on their way out. High fives was more of an 80s thing. Hey, man, high five. You know, I mean, I'll do that to, like, a little kid. You know, a little kid will say, no, I haven't eaten boogers all week. You haven't eaten, it's been a week since you've eaten your last booger. High five, my man. You know, and they high five me and everything's good. But, you know, I'm starting to fist bump. Problem with the fist bump is I think you're supposed to wiggle your fingers afterwards. I thought you just fist bump. Now I guess you have to fist bump, you go shoo afterwards, right? Or then you got to do like the wiggly. I'm still learning fist bumps. You know what, man, the older I get, the older I appear. It's not good. All right, 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, we'll talk about the New York City sewage system and how maybe these flushable wipes aren't so flushable. And a quarter of young adults now use a language other than English at home. All right? There's a lot of cities that we have right now where most millennials speak two languages. If your child or you as an adult only speak one language, you may really have a tough time competing for a job later. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Also, for those of you who live in Nevada, don't forget to also follow us on Nevada Blood Donation Day or NV Blood Donation Day on Twitter, because we are trying to get Nevada Blood Donation Day up and running. And once we implement that, we're going to work on blood donation days in all other states, because we want to keep the hospitals replenished and have plenty of blood supplies for what they need. New York City has had to spend $18 million in the last 5 years on clogging flushable wet wipes from the sewer system. I've always wondered about that. When the wet wipes came out and they said flushable, you know, I still didn't want to flush them in the toilet, because I'm like, well, I don't know. You know, because I know how expensive it is to unclog, you know, sewer systems, because our toilet gets clogged all the time where we live, because, you know, we kind of use it a lot. Apparently what these wipes do is they twist into a knot and they mix with grease or oil. And so they really are not that indestructible. According to Deputy Commissioner Vincent Sapienza of the Department of Environmental Protection. So they worm their ways into the pipes of homes, offices, buildings, and they have doubled the amount of solid waste that needs to be extracted from water treatment plants. So what everybody's recommending, especially if you live there in New York City, and Lord have mercy, you do not need that sewage system backed up by any means. So now they're trying to tell everybody to, you know, get these companies to stop saying they're flushable and to, just throw everything in the garbage. They said the controversy could be solved by an experiment backed by Mayor Bill de Blasio that will test which wipes survive the entire sewage system. That could be a reality TV show, you know, like Follow the Wipe type of thing. And then under the new bill, the manufacturers would be ordered to remove the term flushable from its packaging. All right. People buy them, though. You know what I would buy? I would buy this double chin eliminator injection. Have you guys heard about this? This is pretty damn cool. Okay. There's a drug that promises to get rid of our double chins without having the surgery. It's an injectable substance that dissolves fat under the chin. Man, I would probably have it injected all over this place, especially my tush. It has been unanimously recommended for approval this week by FDA Advisory Committee, but it's still awaiting final approval. Well, hurry up, guys. Options at the moment for submental fat. Submental means under the chin. Right now are to kind of either cut it out or suck it out like liposuction, according to Dr. Susan Weinickle, a dermatologist in Florida. She's been working with the drug in trial since 2007. She says this is going to be a non-invasive in-the-office procedure that can be performed by your dermatologist with excellent results. So hopefully it's not too expensive. It's a version of deoxychloic acid. That's what I thought. I knew it was some sort of version of deoxychloic acid. I called it a naturally occurring molecule in the body that aids in the breakdown of dietary fat. I'll swallow the sucker if I have to. Its manufacturer is Kythera Biopharmaceuticals. Ooh, now that would probably be a good stock to buy. Based out of Westlake Village, California. They are right now calling it ATX-101 right now. Oh my gosh, this is so cool. Oh, okay. All right. Well, what's going on with my computer? Come on. Hurry up. Oh, sorry. It's scrolling. I got a shockwave plug-in I'm dealing with. All right. Apparently what it does is it disrupts the fat cell's membrane. So when the fat cell's membrane breaks down, it causes it to burst. And then whatever was in the fat cell has to be absorbed back into the body. And then who knows, maybe it goes to the heart. I don't know. Anyway, you do a grid of tiny dots underneath the chin, and then they inject 2 cubic centimeters into each dot. Now, I'm looking at it. It looks like there's about 25 dots, 30 dots. Wow. Man, I don't care. I'll take as many injections. We women have no problem taking the pain if it gets rid of some of this stuff. All right. Now, all right, let me see what else. All right, still waiting for the computer to wake up. It takes 5 minutes to do the injections, and they apply a little ice beforehand so it doesn't hurt. It takes 2 or 3 days to heal, no bandages. Now, right now it's been studied, 19 clinical studies involving 2,600 patients. Dr. William Stebbins, a dermatologist at Vanderbilt University Medical Center, was not involved in the studies, but he says he's been hearing about it, and is really glad it's coming out. Wait a second. Why did they interview him? Okay, I'm not involved in the studies either. Why doesn't anybody interview Dr. Dolly? Dr. Dolly, you know, yeah, I heard about it, and I think it's way super cool. See, nobody interviews me. This is ridiculous. They can interview me. I've heard about it, too. Jeez. All right, now, who is not a good candidate? People with a lot of excess skin under the chin and neck would not be a good candidate because then they really start to have that extra, wiggly skin. And then what they need is that tightening procedure, which I'm probably going to be signing up for also. Could there be side effects? Absolutely. Remember, something's being injected into you. So you're going to have some swelling. You could have some bruising. There could even be some temporary numbness because of the nerves surrounding there. The other thing, too, that I'd like to look at are the studies on asymmetry of the remaining fat. What if it doesn't get rid of the fat evenly? Okay, you don't want one side looking a little bulgier than another. So you really need this to be put in by somebody well-trained that knows how to make sure they get it all. Oh, man, I would just inject it myself at home. A lot of people are asking, why can't we use this on our tushes? Dr. Jones said it would take significantly more product, yeah, I bet, to remove fat from other areas in the body, and they say liposuction and other options would be more efficient. Whew. I could probably empty out a whole warehouse on what I need for my butt. Another thing that would be really, really cool is finger stick free diabetic checks. Apparently, Apple and its new watch, they say, will be able to monitor blood sugar levels. Okay, the Apple Watch, which is supposed to be available April 24th, one day before Nevada Blood Donation Day, April 25th. Hope you guys are really, really getting ready. You could sign up to donate blood, by the way. Go to my website at drdahlia.com, okay? Sign up to donate blood. But anyway, April 24th is the Apple Watch launch. It will receive information from a continuous glucose monitoring device. These devices rely on sensors inserted with a needle under the skin, and then it measures your blood sugar levels every 5 minutes. So you still need something that kind of pokes you. Okay, that still happens. All right, so, you know, don't think that it's going to be completely needle-free. Information from the sensor is then relayed to a small transmitter that sticks on top of the skin, then to a receiver that displays the current blood sugar information and predicts which direction blood sugar is going and how quickly. By the time you get the result, probably the battery dies, like my Apple iPhone, the battery dies. So after you charge it, then you can probably get the results again. All right. This is really, really cool for your type 1 diabetics that have to decide how to do their insulin depending on their sugar, and your type 2 diabetics that are pretty, pretty brittle, that need constant feedback of what's happening with their sugar to manage how they handle their diabetes. So I think it's pretty cool. And then think about the kids. You know, a lot of these kids, you're like, okay, well, I'm sending my kid to school. We just found out one of my family members as a child has now type 1 diabetes. We're like, whoa, man. And it's very, very frightening because they're like, well, the kid's got to go to school. I mean, you know, how are they testing their blood sugar? Do they have to go into the school nurse? You know, what do we do? So something like this could really, really come in handy. So continuous glucose monitoring systems are just way super cool. So I'm pretty excited about that. Other things they're going to hopefully have are contact lenses, breathalyzer tests, saliva tests, and tattoos. Way, way cool. All right, guys, you have a great rest of the day. Be well, and God bless.
Hang me down to the little white church. Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You gotta hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang
me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.